This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family, his companions, and his followers until the Day of Judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his last and final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, يقول الإمام الشاطبي رحمه الله ملخصا مقصدا عظيما من مقاصد الشريعة يقول فإن الشريعة تدعو إلى الخروج من داعي الهوى إلى داعي الهدى. He summarized one of the most important goals of Sharia, that our religion is came to free you from being enslaved, controlled by your desires, to be controlled by the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's very big concept and important concept in our religion, that the person submit to the will and to the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to be following his or her own desires. Desires, which is usually translate the word al-hawa, in the Quran and Sunnah, mentioned in the Quran is like what, 27 or 26 times. All of them, every time in these 26 times al-hawa, desire was mentioned, was not mentioned in a positive meaning. Actually criticized. مَا ذُكِرَ إِلَّا مَذْمُومًا فَلَا تَتَّبِعُ الْهَوَى. Don't follow your desires. And تَعْدِلُ. It will lead you not to be fair and just. فَاحْكُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا تَتَّبِعِ الْهَوَى. Rule between people based on justice, not based on desires. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Have you seen those who have taken their desires, their God, their Lord? بَلِ اتَّبَعَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. The transgressor only follow their desires with no knowledge. And so many verses in the Quran like this. And that's something important, because we as a human being, desire is part of who we are. It is something in us. But Islam help us, give us tools. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us and He knows us the best. And He knows if we submit ourselves to our desires, we will not succeed in this life and the next. That's why there are so many rules and regulations and guidance in Islam in relation to the issue of how to deal with your desires. But today I would like just to comment on one concept of al-hawa, which is your when you not have the ability to have a self-control, when you don't have the ability to govern your own feelings and to control your reactions, when you lose self-control. That can be very, you know, damaging to you and to your relationships with people, your relationship with Allah, your relationship with the religion, your relationship with your family, when you don't know how to control yourself. And when you know how to master this, like somebody said, I'm a king. Why? Because I rule myself. You know, I know how to rule myself. I'm in control of myself. It is hard for me to imagine someone who cannot lead and cannot be controlled of his own desires, how this person expected to lead his family, to lead a community, to lead in his organization. If you can't have a control of yourself and you cannot be able to control your reactions and you have a self-control, how can you have a control of others or other things around you? You know, the problem really that desires has to do with feelings. يعني المشكلة تكمن في صعوبة ضبط النفس أنها تتعلق بالمشاعر. You know, you can close your eyes if you don't want to see something. You can close your ear if you don't want to hear something. I agree with you, it's hard to close your mouth if you don't want to eat something. But you still can do that. But the problem, you have a control over these senses. But the problem with self-control, that basically It comes from your heart. You don't have the ability to close your heart. You can control your eyes. You can close your eyes, your ear, your basically your mouth, but you can't close your heart. These feelings, you don't have that control over it. That's why it requires from the person a great deal of effort and mastering that. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam praised those who are able to do that, to control that desire, to control their feelings. فَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. Those who fear Allah and control their desires, al-jannah is the reward. لا تغضب ولك الجنة. Don't be angry, and al-jannah is your reward. ليس الشديد بالسرعة إنما الشديد الذي يملك نفسه. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the strong person is not the one who with big muscles who can wrestle with people. No, the strong person, the one who can control himself in a time of anger. من حج فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه. Those who go to Hajj and control themselves, control their reaction, control their feelings, because that feeling will lead to actions. When you control that, you come back from Hajj without committing any type of rafath or fusuq, yani sins or arguing or using bad words or losing your control and anger, you come back as if the same day you were born, yani free of sins. That self-control over your emotions is something so important. Emotions like what? Like anger, like love, is a very strong emotion. But how can you control that love? Not to let your love for something lead you to do something haram. Fear, it's a very strong emotion. How can you make your fear control? Hurt is a very strong feeling. But guess what? Those who are hurt can hurt others as well, while they are feeling that they are hurt so much. You know, jealous, it's a very strong feeling. How can you control the jealousy so it will not be turned to be something negative? The lust, the sexual lust, is a very strong feeling as well. But how can you control that so it will not lead you to haram? إِنَّمَا لَمْ يُحْسِنِ السَّيْطَرَةِ عَلَى مَشَاعِرِهِ قَدَتْهُ إِلَى الْمُهْلِكَاتِ. Those who cannot have a control over their feelings, definitely it will turn them to their destruction. You know, the happiness of a man in this life does not consist of the absence, but in the mastery of his or her passions. When you can master your feeling, that would bring happiness, bring peace to your life. And it is allowed for you to be sad. It's allowed for you to be angry. It's good to be angry sometimes. It's good to be sad sometimes. Or, you know, it's good to be, you know, jealous sometimes. These feelings are not completely bad. But what you don't control them, when they get out of control, that's when they become bad. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ يُحِبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ. It's a natural thing to have the desire for love, for the opposite gender, the love for wealth, the love for fame. You know, it is a natural thing to be angry. فَلَمَّا ذَهَبَ عَمْ مُوسَى الْغَضَبُ. When Musa became angry, you know, إِنِّي رُزِقْتُ حُبَّهَا. I am in love with her. يَقُولِ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Love is not a bad thing. Sad. إِنَّ الْقَلْبَ لَيَحْزَنْ. I'm sad over the death of my son, he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the point is to be able to control these feelings and not to let it control you. Because if you don't control it, it will lead to things that you will regret, and it can be a long-term effect for you. And Sharia have given us, you know, certain guidelines in this regard. One of it is your ability to transfer these feelings from being negative to something positive. Make sure that you channel your anger to be something that it will be productive. Channel your sadness to be something to be productive, to learn and to grow from these feelings. Also, make sure that whenever you want to deal with self-control, it's so important to mature up. Immaturity is unbelievable reason for people to lose control and to hurt others and to hurt themselves. And I see that sometimes when we see the reaction of people when something, a calamity happened or a disaster happened. So immaturity, just anything. You know, just recently talking to someone said, it wasn't very immature for me to say that. And that's so often I hear that people, you know, don't know how to grow up, especially when their emotions are so tense. You have to know how to deal with things with wisdom and to make sure that you deal with it with maturity. Also, some people, I believe, need kind of professional help. Seek professional. If you have an extreme anger, can't control, you should look to a therapy or look a program to help you to master your anger or your reactions and how you basically your violence if it reached to that level. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and to make us always in control of ourselves. أقول ما سمعت واستغفر الله لي ولكم بستغفر. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. I think one of the most important point that I would like to end with it is the issue of, for self-control, control your tongue. No matter what is emotions you're going inside you, learn how to control your tongue. And you deal with your emotions later. But don't open your mouth. And if you have to, just make sure you tune it down. It was said once, Churchill, one of his rival, she was a member in the British House of Commons. Her name is, I think, Lady Astor or something like that. In a heated debate, she told him, you know what, if I was your wife, I would have put a poison in your soup. Then he smiled and he said, if I was your husband, I would have drank it. So he ended the whole thing and came down. Everybody started laughing and things passed. That's a control. You might laugh at that, but that's a mastery of controlling your tongue. That's a mastery of controlling himself and not let himself to go lose it. And this is an important thing that you need to learn, and we need to learn. Don't allow yourself to start backbite, accusing people, saying bad words, cursing or making things or lying, just because there is a tense emotion, because you're so scared, you're so afraid, and you start saying things that you might regret in the future. You want to need help with losing your tongue? Remember, whatever you say, Allah will ask you about. Allah will ask you about what you say, not what you didn't say. Remember, the Prophet ﷺ said, say good or remain silent. A lot of people think that they have to say something, especially in the world of social media today. Everybody thinks that I have to make an opinion. I have to make a statement. You don't have to. Also, make sure that you reduce the amount of talk. Make sure that you mention Allah before you open your mouth. وَرَأَيْتُ عَجَبًا مِنْ شَيْخَنَا بِنْ بَازِ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ فِي هَذَا. I have seen a wonder from Sheikh bin Baz, one of my teachers. Anytime he wants to open his mouth and talk, especially if somebody made him angry, he make a lot of dhikr and istighfar, then he will talk before he speaks. Remember not only to say the right thing in the right place, but far more difficult to leave unsaid wrong things at the tempting moment. Remember, sometimes the resistance of making your point make you win a lot of points. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yarzuqana wa iyyakum husna al-adab wa husna al-khuluq wa an yutahhira al-sinatana wa af'idatana min kulli ghish wa khadi'ah wa an yaj'alana wa iyyakum min al-muttaqin. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تحسن ختامنا وأن تغفر ذنوبنا وأن ترحم ضعفنا وأن تجبر كسرنا. اللهم إنا نسألك أن ترحم إخواننا المستضعفين في بلاد الشام وفي فلسطين خاصة يا ذا الجلال والإكرام وغزة يا أرحم الراحمين. ارحمهم برحمتك، اللهم ارحمهم برحمتك وعافهم بعافيتك، اللهم عجل لهم بالفرج يا حي يا قيوم. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تغفر لوالدينا، اللهم اغفر لوالدينا دينا اللهم اغفر لوالدينا أحياء وأمواتا اللهم اهدنا واهدي أزواجنا وأولادنا وذرياتنا لكل خير وأبعد عنا الشر الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن وأصلح ولاة أمور المسلمين ومن وليته أمرنا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ولا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين اللهم أحينا مسلمين وأمتنا مسلمين يا حي يا قيوم أنزل رحمتك وبركاتك وغناك ولطفك على هذا المسجد وأهله وجاليتنا يا أرحم الراحمين واحفظنا بحفظك يا قوي يا عزيز وصلي وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. And today, my brothers and sisters, of Friday, in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encourage us to increase our salah wa salam ala Rasulullah. So increase your salah Rasulullah until the Maghrib time. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa qumu lis salati yarhamkumullah.